Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, mighty captain. He's going to walk through there and he's going to come up to me and he's going to say, good to see you, Doc. He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I knew you could do it. I was so sure that you were going to make it, Mike, that I prepared a place for you in my Father's mansion over here. And I want you to come with me because I have prepared a feast for you called the Wedding Feast of the Lamb. And I want you to come and sit down and share what is mine that I have prepared for you someday in glory. Someday. But until that time, you're looking at one old boy who's just going to keep on keeping on. There have been a lot of things happen to me in the last 3 years that have made me want to throw up my hands and quit. But there's one thing that I couldn't deny. My captain loved me. And because of that love, he gave me a burden to carry. And the burden he gave me to carry was you. Because when he let me love him, he made me love you. And I love you. And the love I have for you is infinitesimal compared to the great love and compassion of the mighty captain. And Paul said, I fought the good fight. I finished the course, and now there is laid up for me a crown of glory, but not for me only, but to all those that look forward to his coming. I'm going to ask you two questions, and I want you to tell me the answers out loud, okay? My first question, what do the first two letters in the word God spell? Tell me again. What do the first three letters in the word Satan spell? Do you understand? You love the Lord?
Amen.
Give him a praise offering.